Word. Not Zatanna.
Clickety clack.
Hey, did you get those Datatel tickets yet? What's going on?
No, I didn't. I've done nothing. I've been doing other stuff.
Oh, because you were too busy learning how to play Rivals?
No.
You stink.
No. No.
We're never going to play that, are we?
No, we can play it just fine. I'm just not sure it's going to be good, but I want to try it.
See, I'm the other way around. I'm optimistic that it's going to be good. I'm sure you won't like it because it's not exactly the same game that we played for all those years.
Yeah, you know.
And so, I know how well you handle change.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks pretty rulesy, but also straightforward. Like you said, there's no ability, or there's no powers anymore. It's just mental, physical, or social attack. Pick one, see what stat they have, resolve it.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. And yeah, every stat lets you soak, so...
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the point of, you know, Fortitude's ever going to be again, but, you know.
Oh.
But I don't know, I haven't played it yet, so can't I?
Yeah.
I haven't opened any of the decks, so I don't know what the cards do.
Right. That's fine. We're good. Let me see.
I just opened it up and read the rule book and...
And watched that video?
Yeah, I watched a couple of videos, so...
Nice.
I think we can figure it out.
So I've got
I'm going to adjust my audio down a little bit. It was all the way at the max, and it was spiking.
Yes. I'm back. I'm back, baby. All right. Sorry about that. I am way less frazzled now. I'm going to focus, calm down, and enjoy the show.
All right. I'm going to open the channel.
How did the boy talk any more about the concert? Did he enjoy himself?
He's told anybody who's willing to listen.
Nice.
He's like, yeah, I probably knew anywhere between one and two of the songs that he played, but still the best concert I've ever been to. I said, great. So I did feel guilty about that. I was like, I really should have researched that more and, you know, known that I was going to drag you to a show where you won't know any songs.
Yeah, the non-parody show is its own little beast.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah. Hey, like I said, I could just give me that Craigslist song all day long because it's Craigslist. It's made for me. I mean, it says already
right
in the title.
I was going to say, I'm a huge fan of the Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota, so he knew that song very well.
Yeah. Got some Dare to be Stupid.
Hey, he doesn't know that as well.
Yeah.
You know, when he tells the speaker to play him some Weird Al, you know, those will work their way into it, but,
right.
You know, nothing's quite as popular as his hits. But when he did that little mashup of his own songs.
Oh, at the end? Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, when he did a polka version of all his hits. I was like, oh, that's different. I like that.
Yeah, so Samurai, I've seen this tour twice, and it was different both times. So it's not like a set thing. Apparently the set list changes often. So that was fun.
Is that little Doors medley that he did, is that brand new? Or is that something he does on one of his albums? Is that something I should be familiar with?
I found a YouTube video for it, of like an actual music video for it.
Okay.
I don't know when it came into existence, but I was down with it. I was, you know, super stoked about it.
Down with it as well.
It got to the end, and I'm like, "That's the best thing I've heard." That was amazing.
I was down with Emo Phillips. He was funny.
He's legitimately funny. Some of it's funny. Some of it's just like,
I didn't say it was nonstop hilarious. Yeah. I said some of his jokes hit, and I laughed out loud.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it's good.
Alpha for the win this week, by the way.
Nice. How's it going, Alpha?
Barely. But he got in first.
I have no idea what a Randy Feltface is.
I don't either.
Wait, what?
Weird Al and Randy Feltface.
All right, are we ready to roll?
Yeah, I think so.
Sooner we get started, sooner we can stop.
I've had a long day.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. I like where Ray's head's at here.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 349th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, coming back after a one-week absence.
Sorry. You go ahead, and then I got things to talk about, I think.
And you'll have things you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I should have started it before the show, but go ahead.
Too. It's such a good feeling to know you're around.
Go ahead, dude.
All right, anyway, I'm the only one. You can call me Craig, my account is 72, that's Ray, we got SneakyB15, that's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
I feel well.
I saw you in person last week, but I haven't talked to Ray for a while.
Mm.
I'm exhausted. That's all I got, man. I don't know. Right. It's going well. Hey, I placed second in a poker tournament yesterday, so, you know.
Nice. Congratulations.
Back on top.
Making money's always good.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, you want to do your news now or do local news later? What do you got? What
do you want to talk about? Hold on. I'm sending you guys the news. I want to confirm it before I say anything.
Oh, okay. Should I continue?
Yes.
All right. This is the week of August 10th to the 17th in your 5-day 4-star crash. I'm going to skip the ones that we weren't here for last week and skip ahead to now. Okay. Can we go back? No.
We could. I lost with Carolina Dean. She's terrible.
Yeah.
She's awful. Like, I was so angry at how bad she was. Normally, I could muscle through with especially a 4-3-1. I'm like, yeah, something could happen. I was like, you don't do anything. She doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Ever. That, and it's not really her fault. I'm a little too mad at her. Pocket Dimension is way too cheap, and I didn't remember it ever doing damage before, but every turn they had at least 3 purple, so every turn I was taking at least 900 points of damage.
Yep. Yep.
Plus the match damage.
Non-stop, it's fired at you every turn.
Non-stop. It was not, there was no winning. No winning with Carolina.
Yeah.
All right, so on the 5th, Ian did not participate.
It's Gert, I still don't have Gertrude.
Gert versus Safari Joe. I eventually did win that one. It took me many tries.
Oh, okay. It took me 2, and I ever champed. So a 1-1-5, yeah, I think that's going to be difficult there.
Yeah, I probably played it 10 times, I think, till I won. It was a lot. But eventually got there.
That was a good point. Oh, man, Sartot said that she could use the Taskmaster Sword.
Oh, his passion for that weapon, I really support
him. And, I bet she teams well with Okoye, too. Jesus.
I have no idea.
No, but I never think to use a support, and I think that's just helpful.
I have not, like, when we got them, I put them on whatever character they were supposed to go on and have never touched them since.
I move mine around.
Yeah,
And level them up occasionally, but I,
Nope.
Well, it's not.
Today
not
was,
gonna
a,
be
was
useful
a new
for
one.
The next couple coming, so.
All right. Today you have Nico versus, Kate.
Yes. Oh, is that today that starts?
Yes.
Okay. I'm back on board. Oh, they must all have the same. I couldn't figure that out. I was like, why are you running all the runaways back to back to back? I thought that was, something that, I thought that there was a special alphabetical way that they were put into this. But then it probably says Carolina runaway, Gertrude runaway, Nico runaway. And then above them is Lockjaw Royal Escort.
That sounds... Ooh. Likely.
She's
I always
runaway.
Thought it was the subtitle alphabetically that was the order. So
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll win that. Who's she fighting?
Kate.
Oh, ooh, Kate's potent, but
yeah, but she wasn't that bad. Like I did it this morning she's underleveled.
Okay.
Yeah, I won it pretty easily.
Like Nico got some special tiles out for me and then boosted them every turn, and those shields just stopped all of Kate's damage.
You get some trifecta going, and, you go right. about your merry way. Coming up number next is Robin Sparkles versus Agent Coulson.
Good for them.
Ian's got a 2-2-3. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what Maria Hill does, so I don't know if I can get it done. But 2-2-3 sounds, if I throw some ISO at her, I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, Coulson is amazing, but I don't know if one-on-one Coulson is amazing.
Right, Coulson is a fantastic utility character, but by himself, he's dangerous, but he's not that bad. So it's,
right.
You have a chance.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Report back.
I definitely will.
All right. In Storyland, Hearts of Darkness is running. That'll get you Beast, Hulkling, some Strange Shards. Placement there is... Safari Joe and Shuba Gorath.
Someone check your ring.
I just turned it off. Wife's coming home. What do you want?
She seems nice.
Yeah. That's followed up by Unstable ISO 8, Angel, Kraven, Gargantos. Placement there is new character and TV's Kamala Khan. In PvP land, it is the Open Your Mind Quaid season has returned. In the Shield Sim, you get Hulk, Sleeves, and Gorgor. Real Steel is running. Colossus, Ant-Man. Placement there is Dark Beast and some Abigail brand shards. All right, so let's get to this sad news.
Oh,
Ian, do you remember?
Sad news.
Yeah. Do you remember last time we had this show?
Yes.
I was saddened by the fact that we got a new character that was just another Peter Parker.
Sure, Chasm. No problem.
You know what we got this week?
I don't immediately, but I'm sure you're going to tell me, and I'm sure you're disappointed.
Hey, it's Peter Parker.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, we don't have enough Peter Parkers in this game.
That's true. He's a marquee character. He really needs to carry more weight in this universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got a 4-star Oscorp version Spider-Man.
Sweet.
Spider-Goblin? A goblin spider?
Yeah. Yeah, so he is a red, blue, purple. Nice. The red power is called Spidey Punch! Exclamation points. Let me know if you've heard this one kind of sort of before. Spider-Man deals damage plus extra damage for every web tile on the board.
Nice.
So really seems to be very much, proportional punch. Except for the add-on side effect here. Converts all web tiles then to basic tiles. But then creates a web tile.
Okay.
That seems
way worse.
At level 5, though, you're doing max 2,000 damage to start with. An extra 432 for every web tile. But then you're making 3 web tiles back.
Okay.
So I think that's going to hit pretty hard. The blue power for 8 blue, it appears, is called Spider Glider. This one's interesting. Choose an enemy and create a 2-turn countdown tile. You can only have one of these. While this tile is on the board, the chosen character's abilities are turned off. They are disabled.
Oh, okay.
And while there are 6 or more web tiles on the board, that character also takes 15% increased damage. Passively, at the start of the turn, the glider locks one random enemy, trap, countdown, or repeater tile, unlocking any tiles previously locked by this ability. So it shuts off their powers and randomly takes away their special tiles. As you go up in level, the targeted character at level 5 is taking 75% increased damage, and you're locking 2 of their special tiles.
Wow.
That's really strong.
That seems cool.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that... surely somehow this must break with Fastball Special. I mean, I can just feel it.
Oh, 100%, but no big deal. We'll get there.
And I'm curious how it plays with the resurrection characters. Like, Phoenix or Loki, like, do they not resurrect then? Like, so if you're beating them down, you then hit them with this and then kill them and they stay dead?
They take ag damage and burn up in torpor?
Yes, there you go. Now you're on board with a game I really love.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting. And then the purple power for 6 is called Oscorp Egg Bombs.
Gross.
No, thank you. Because Spider-Man laying an egg, I just don't want to see. Spawn a 1-turn Spider-Bot repeater tile. When they activate, they move to a new random tile, leaving behind a web tile. Passively, when a Spider-Bot has activated 2 times, it turns into a trap tile that deals damage and stuns the enemy. And activates all the other Spider-Bot traps. Whenever Spider-Man takes 130 or more damage, he creates a Spider-Bot. When you level up, the traps do more damage. You are spawning 3 Spider-Bot repeaters, and you are stunning the enemy for 2 turns. So I'm not sure how I'd want to spec this. That glider looks really... 75% increased damage, that's a lot of increased damage.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking 5-5-3?
Oh, agree with you. Because after the second power, I zoned out, and I don't know what the third one does.
That's where Spider-Man lays an egg.
Oh, pass.
I mean, it's cheap, though. His purple is really cheap, but it's not that much cheaper than the Spidey Punch. So, but it's a purple, and there are so many people who do really good red damage. If you're playing him with somebody else, probably not. Probably 3-5-5. But I think by himself, you're correct.
All
right. Sorry, I just keep posting pictures of goblin spiders from D&D, because that's all I'm thinking about.
We know you love spiders.
D&D has goblin spider riders?
Yeah, they're goblins that ride giant spiders.
Oh, I like everything about that.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Gross. Let's see, Storyland in the Unstable ISO, as mentioned earlier, he is in placement rewards. The Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. runs on the 14th. I think it ends on the 14th. Maybe it starts on the 14th. We'll start on the 14th. Let's go with that. Spider-Man Oscorp is in progression, and there will be tokens to the Spider-Man and Friends Vault. And Web Wonder starts on the 14th as well. There is some Oscorp Spidey in progression there as well. So you can double down on your Oscorpian Spider-Man. Versus, he's in some reward as a shards in Stay on Target. And then his event is called Fly Swatting.
Okay.
Also starting on the 14th, giving you tokens to the Spider-Man and Friends Vault. Said vault running the 14th to the 19th, 80 items. One Oscorpion Spider-Man, one Anti-Venom, one random 4-star. So there you go. Back-to-back Peter Parkers of a type.
Nice. This guy's also a 4-star?
He is.
Cool.
For things that really only generally affect me, what I just wanted to rant about is I watched the trailer for the new Black Panther movie, and yet for the 1,000th consecutive time, they took a character I liked, changed them for no good reason because they're in a movie. Could we have not just let Namor alone? He's Namor. Please don't screw with Namor. Why? Why?
So what changed? I haven't watched this.
He's no longer the King of Atlantis because they thought that the American public was too stupid to understand that you could be in Atlantis in the Aquaman movies and also be in Atlantis in the Marvel movies. So they changed the name of the city to not Atlantis. And instead of being just some, you know, random sailor dude that hooked up with a princess, he is now, it seems to be kind of a blur if he's Aztec or Mayan. So he's somewhat Mesoamerican in some way instead.
Huh.
Now, it seems weird that he, you know, is then, you know, gets on his, would have this long fight with Wakanda, which is, if I remember right, on the eastern edge of Africa, and I think was landlocked originally, but.
I'm not up on my Wakandan geography.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to remember where Wakanda actually is.
I've been playing a lot of Global and Tradle lately, but
Wakanda hasn't appeared? Weird.
Not yet. Their exports are just too high.
No,
if I ever see a country where 100% of their exports is adamantium or vibranium.
Vibranium, yeah.
Okay. I conflate those two metals for some reason. I don't remember who has what and which one's better, but.
Boy, they both have their properties. You know, it's a tough call. All right, so that's that rant. And then we got some, on a positive note, we got some character changes.
Yeah.
And I like this. So to come with the upcoming She-Hulk TV show, which starts any day now, I think, they have updated She-Hulk. So the Blue Power Settlement now selects three enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles at start and redirects them like it did, I think before it started at 2. And it worked its way up to 3. Now it starts at 3, and when you have it maxed out, it is redistributing all the tiles and empowering the friendly ones by up to a max of 229. So that's a boost for her too. With all the special tile creators that are now out there, you can get yourself much more of them.
Yeah,
Fury's Charge did not change with their comment saying this ability is pretty powerful when used by players. I've never seen it actually work for me, but, you know, so I'm sure it worked for somebody. Hayora says, can be very strong when used by the AI as well. Yeah. You ain't kidding there.
Both are true. It's inexpensive. It's potent. It's a good ability.
Because, man, they fire that power, and every time I'm like, well, there goes all the stuff I've been saving up to do, because that's all getting drained away. and then Power of Attorney is the red, still staying at 9 red. It got about a 15% increased damage boost on it just to keep it up with some power creep over the time. The rest of it appears to be the same.
Okay.
Still destroying 16 tiles and dealing damage there at max level. But so there you go.
Yeah, so her stealing tiles is really, really the improvement. And it seems
significant. Yeah, that's the biggest bang there is the settlement power where you can steal all the things.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, half of all the things.
Sure, that's still pretty good. I was confused about what it did before, and now it seems to do stuff. A lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah. So that's going on there. I don't have any other news, except, you know, as, you know, we talked about, Ian and I went and saw Weird Al. It was awesome.
Right. Oh, I have some news, I guess. Uh-huh. I think. If my takeaway from our separate thread was correct, I'm going to be in Virginia all next week. I'm not available to do the show. I'm sorry to all our listeners. There's not going to be a show next week. August has been a little bit hectic, and again, I will go back to trying to produce an average to above standard product when I get back, but next week is just not possible. I didn't want two misses this close, so I do genuinely apologize, but I'm also not willing to cancel, reschedule, or do work during my vacation.
That would seem difficult anyway, trying to do this from a laptop or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yep, I've done it in the past to no avail.
Yeah. Anything else in the news?
Got me.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm good.
All right, let's move on.
No derails. I'm focused.
All right, because this is all you coming up. This week, and It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Bruce kills his dad.
All right. Oh, wait, that's me. I'm back. Yeah,
that's what I just said.
Let's talk about the most immortal of all Hulks and why this weird pop-up is... Stop! All right, I'm back. Let's talk about Immortal Hulk, the Hulk that everybody knows and loves. Except for me, because I don't remember any of his abilities. But I'm about to learn. He is a green, black, and red character. He is 5 stars. His first ability is a passive. It is called the Green Door. Let's see, lots of stuff happen at the start of your turn. Converts 1 random basic tile to green. Then, if there are at least 8 basic green tiles on the board, deal 224 damage to the enemy and destroy 2 basic green tiles. That ramps up to 5,490 damage to the enemy team. That's a lot of AoE. I mean, maybe not at that level, but seems okay. Next one. Black ability, also passive. What does kill me? Whenever the Immortal Hulk makes a match, deal 622 damage to himself. When downed, if there are any non-downed allies, the Immortal Hulk is revived with 4,446 health, deals 1,814 damage to his allies, and his base match damage is increased by 35%. Let's see. When he gets up there, he's dealing 2,500 match damage to himself per match, gaining 63% match damage when revived. Maximum match damage increase raised to 378%. That seems significant. Seemed exhausting, but also significant. Now, let's see, this last one. Breaker of Bones. 7 red AP. Hulk deals 4,900 damage to the target and 4,400 damage to himself. It does not tell me if both damages scale up, but since it doesn't, I'm going to assume that he's doing 32,489 damage to the enemy and 4,400 damage to himself.
I thought it scaled up a little, but maybe
I don't
I'm
know
off.
If the self-damage does. Whoever this Wikipedia page is not as clear as I needed it to be, but I don't need to tell you a ton about this guy. Everybody seems to think he's incredible. I don't doubt it. It just, I don't know. Surely this is a character Craig has used.
No, I have no usable amounts of Hulk.
Oh.
I don't have the green power at all.
Okay.
And that's important.
Oh, that seems like the least of all his powers. The green power, where he makes 1 green a turn, and if it ever reaches 8, you get to do some AoE?
Yeah.
That's the key?
Yeah.
Oh, because of his match damage? No, wait, I thought the match damage was going up.
The thing is, it does...
Why don't I know how to play Puzzle Quest?
It does a modicum of damage to the enemy team, but if you pair him with Okoye, that damage gets boosted by every team-up tile you have and becomes like 20,000, 30,000 at the beginning of every turn.
That's crazy.
To AoE.
That's too much.
Like, it's...
Right.
Super strong.
Yeah, and wow. Then he kills himself, and it comes back, and it just gets devastating real fast. Yeah.
Right.
By the way, Breaker of Bones, I have him... At level 452, okay. He deals 32,900 damage to the target and 18,000 to himself.
Yeah, so it does scale up.
Yeah, not as much, but it
No,
does.
But it's significant.
Yeah.
But he always comes back, it looks like. That's what his black does, yes?
Yeah, as long as somebody mm-hmm. else is there.
Okay. Ugh.
And that's the benefit there with Okoye, because she can keep healing herself.
Mm.
So even though he's hurting her, she can keep herself right. healed up. And then he just keeps coming back, and he keeps coming back, and he keeps coming back.
Golly, that's a lot of Hulk.
Yeah.
That's nice. What happens when you open that green door.
Yeah, don't go behind the green door.
It's sketchy. Oh, there you go. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. 5-star Hulk. Immortal Hulk.
Yeah. Willie, what you got in the mailbag? You got 2 weeks worth of mail.
Kinda. Sorta. I don't know what happened. But maybe.
I was going to say, there should be 1 week of mail.
Yeah.
Why would someone send mail about a non-show?
Maybe they just wanted to tell us something. Like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you who wanted to tell us something.
A review of their favorite place where they get the Monte Cristo sandwich? I don't know.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Got a little bit of sass this week.
All
right. By the way, I don't know what happened when last week's show. I don't know if I didn't post it on Reddit. I apologize if I didn't. But I couldn't find it,
Ray.
So, wow. But in any case, from the D3 forums, TJ Author says, "Sigh, I thought we resolved this." I'm putting inflection in this. This is what I imagine he's saying. He says, "The adventures of Briscoe County only lasted one season of 27 episodes. There was never a second season. The Billy Drago storyline occupied the first half of the season." Here's a Wikipedia article, which he puts in there. "If you don't believe Wikipedia, here's a TV database entry," which he then put a link to. "And here's the episode of Canceled Too Soon, a podcast only reviewing series that last one season or less that explicitly discusses Briscoe County and repeatedly referred to it as a one-season show."
Oh, I need this podcast.
"I point this out to you. I pointed this out to you last time you made this mistake. Don't make me school you again. You are not the maven of cult TV you think you are, Craig. When it comes to this subject, you are uninformed." Brought to you by Thomas, expert on obscure television and proponent for putting Batroc in the game.
Hey, remember that, current TV seasons seem to be 8 to 10 episodes. So, 27, right. That's like 3
that's
seasons.
Preposterous.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, Briscoe County Jr., that second season was terrible and confusing.
Yes, it was.
We
also got a comment from St. Bernardus, who says, "I had a slightly surreal experience listening to this episode. You guys were talking about David Warner, and half listening, I thought presumably not the Australian opening batsman, as why would Americans be talking about him? Only for the subject to turn to your guys' enthusiasm for watching cricket. I don't know who David Warner is, the batsman, so we were not talking about him.
We were not, but cricket's always a good time.
Oh, yes, now I remember. I was on that show.
You are? We talked about cricket.
I wasn't even thinking about the sport. So we were talking about TV, and I was like, what show is called cricket? Why would we watch that? Yes, regular old cricket. That is a delight. The show Cricket that I just made up in my mind? No idea.
Maybe that's like a dark version of Jiminy Cricket, and like he's like, living in an alley somewhere, he's down on his luck.
Or it's the opposite. He's evil Jiminy Cricket, and he's the bad
influence. Terrible advice? Yeah.
Yeah. Smoke more, drink more, overindulge.
Smoke up, Johnny!
Quick, steal that, no one's looking.
Hit that bottle, son! Go ahead, Ray.
Sorry. I got distracted by the cricket gift.
The
that's
gift
in Discord.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Who knew that there were geese in cricket? In any case, that's it. That's all those in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, I had to go click on this cricket thing here.
Oh, you didn't see it yet?
No, because my gifts don't autoplay in Discord, so I had to click on it.
If I've clicked on something other than Discord, then it won't autoplay. But as soon as I come back to Discord. It starts. I love the way that the guy behind the batter is like curls up into a little ball when he sees it happen. He's like, oh, the horror.
If you're not on the Discord, I apologize, but what you going to do?
You could have almost had a Randy Johnson situation there.
Yeah.
Knock the bird right out the air.
Like Fabio's face.
Wow. Poor Fabio.
You don't remember when he hit a bird in the face or took a bird to the face while on a roller coaster?
No, I don't think I've ever seen Fabio bird to the face.
Oh my God, he's on a roller coaster and a bird crashes into a face and comes down with a blood pouring out of his nose. It's amazing.
Wow, well,
follow
there you
people
go, Samurai.
To get hit in the face with a bird on a roller coaster. Boom, Fabio.
Thanks, Samurai. There it is.
Yeah, I do.
I love the girls behind him who are also splattered with blood.
Bird strike Fabio. That's a good time.
Yeah. The bird was so enamored with Fabio's good looks that he just couldn't pull up in time and wham.
All right, let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
Oh, no. I'm mid-yawn. I am Franz? Yeah.
We just
want
to pump.
You are. All right. See if I can make it through the boosted character list without spiraling out of control too seriously. Doesn't look good. There's a lot of characters on this list. More than I was expecting. 3-star characters. Beast is boosted. Green AoE boost. Special tile boost with the blue. And more healing with the yellow. Doctor Strange, yellow damage is increased. Same thing with his Crimson Bands of Sidorak damage increased. The Human Torch, Green Repeater does more. Those attack tiles from the black do more, and his red does a little more damage. Scarlet Witch, I think her purple does damage. That's probably increased. Sentry, he does some things. Let me think about the Sentry. Is he Tummy Cramps guy?
No, Tummy Cramps.
Yeah, his strike tile is going to be increased. His World Rupture, more countdown damage there, as with the red one that does a good deal of damage. Now, let's talk about the original Ghost Rider, who's been recently reworked, but he's got more green AoE, better green attack tiles, and more Hellfire damage. Lizard appears to be boosted this week. Okay, because green AoE boosted, more damage from his Tail Whip, and more damage from his purple repeaters.
Tail Whip? Whip?
Nick Fury is boosted this week.
Yeah, the proper Hasselhoff version.
Yeah. Sorry, just looking at him bums me out. let's see. So, recently we worked Nick Fury. His yellow does more damage from all the Avengers showing up, bigger trap tile damage with his blue, and more damage with his purple, along with a better strike tile. The Winter Soldier also boosted this week. His purple and blue damage are both increased, as well as his red. Yondu, I remember him. Blue damage probably goes up, better strike tiles, maybe more healing with his yellow. The long-awaited boosted 5-star characters this week are Big Wheel. More damage for red and green, depending on speed points. And, hey, same thing with blue. He is very speed point focused.
Yep.
Let's see who else. Oh, the old Infinity War version of Captain America. Oh, his red does a lot of damage, and the other half of his red does even more damage. Doctor Doom.
Doom
is also boosted this week with more healing and more damage from his Fallen Favor. And last
that Fallen Favor could get dangerous.
Yes.
It's menacing after a while?
Yeah.
Good.
He snaps his finger and you die.
Nice. That's fair. And lastly, my only fully covered 5-star, Thanos, is Come and Get Me, does a ton of damage, as does Court Death. That picture is probably the cruelest thing that has happened to me in this segment,
but I've learned to love it.
That it's a picture of Josh Brolin as Cable for Thanos.
Yeah.
As is cold. No, I don't got time to scroll back up and see who it really is.
It's cold
as
ice.
Rely on these pictures. Let's see what Samurai says about all these characters.
Oh, Samurai says he's actually Bishop in that picture.
Oh, nice, that's fair. That clears it up.
Yep.
Let's see.
There's Bud.
We're playing Unstable ISO 8 for our Spidey Ozcore covers. Lots of goons. 3-star players get a boosted Doctor Strange for that. 4-star players have a whole lot of Yondu for that, I guess. And 5-star players get Doctor Doom and Thanos. It's not ideal, but Victor has some ways of mitigating all of the damage from Thanos constantly courting death and coming to get people. So there are some possibilities this week. That's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always.
Mystify. So before we move on, I have something to say about a boosted character.
Yeah, right. So do I too. Tell me more. You go first.
Shang-Chi was boosted.
Oh, this is going to cover mine.
This last week?
Wow, was boosted.
That was ridiculous.
Uh-oh.
Like, I barely got
good
to play.
Good ridiculous or bad ridiculous?
Well, I mean, good, I guess, but I barely got to play. Like, I'd start the match, I'd make a couple matches, oh, I'm done. Like, he just instantly killed everything everywhere. Wow, he's ridiculously strong.
I believe so. Now, here's where you're going to help me.
Okay.
Because you're going to tell me a little bit about this character, even though he'll someday come up in the Xandar segment. So I'm playing in whatever story event was available, and I saw that Shang-Chi was boosted, and I was like, sweet, that guy does a ton of damage. I only have, like, 5 covers for him, but no big deal. How do I make him go? Every time, no matter what I did, I would try to fire one of his powers, and it would say, at 0, oh, this is at 0. Oh, your charge counters are your combo counters at 0. It's at 0. And I was like, how do you get it off at 0?
Yeah, you got to make red and purple matches every turn.
Yeah, so you make a red and a purple match. Every time you make a red or purple match, it goes up by your combo goes up by one to a maximum of 10. This increases your match damage for him in total. So if you get it up to like a 3 or 4, he's making all the matches. But you still need to match red and purple. If you go for a round without matching red or purple, your combo points drop to 0. And your other powers do really next to nothing.
I can't believe I would have never made a red or purple match. That seems unlikely.
But it immediately goes to 0 if you don't to make a red or purple match one round. So what I do is I use him with Hathor, who's constantly shaking the board and generating red. And then you can use Shang-Chi's red to do more board shake and put some tiles down where you need them to make the red and purple matches. And then when you get enough...
And it heals you.
And it heals you. And then if you get enough purple, you can put down a critical tile automatically, choose where it goes, and you can make a red or purple match with that. So you can coerce the board into giving you red and purple matches with that combination.
Okay.
I use him with $5 Chuck and just have him use his purple to keep spamming the board with Juju Beast's power, which changes all the color tiles on the board. Right.
Okay.
And quite often you will get enough red and purple matches out of that, a lot of times you can just keep refiring the Chuck power over and over again. You get a bunch of red and purple build up, and then you Shang-Chi your way to victory.
Cool. I still used him. He was very effective.
Samurai is a good point. Cersei, also, you can use him with Shang and Onslaught. Onslaught's great because he destroys, whenever you make a match four, he destroys all the team up. So that gives you more chance of getting a red or purple match. And then, Cersei can control the board a little bit, and you can change colors with her powers. So, you can keep, just to keep Sean energized.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I don't think I have really a useful Onslaught or Cersei, so.
But, I mean, really, it's all about just making sure you make those red and purple matches.
Yeah.
But at one point, I threw out a critical tile that did completed a 4 match. So, there's a critical in there. It did 550,000 damage to the enemy team, or to the enemy player. It did 500,000 points of damage for one power.
That seems excessive, I hope.
It's a bit strong. I'm saying.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Let's move on to the,
triangle.
Something with, Pentagon. Let's go with the Pentagon. Why not?
That has a totally different meaning, but okay.
Yeah. Last week, Ray, we had Massmaster versus Merlin. Who won that?
I'm a little confused by your name. It was Jack Power. I understand he's... Right. Yeah,
Massmaster, that's his title.
Yeah, okay. Sure, title. It was a little boy versus a wizard sent from beyond time. He really didn't have much of a chance. He did get 27%. But Merlin, 73%, was the clear decisive winner.
All right. So this week, then, we've got all kind of magic going down.
Yeah.
Right.
Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll start. So I am going to make a case for, what does it say, Wendy the Good Little Witch? I don't want to bog people down with using the character's name. We're not that formal here on the show.
That's right.
Confuse people. So whoever this character is, they're a highly skilled sorceress. They have the same hat as Scarlet Witch, so you know that she's powerful. And her best friend is Man-Thing, so getting it done. Yeah, my energy projection is through the roof. My magical confidence is fantastic, and I'm really smart. I feel optimistic. I don't even know who I'm fighting, but I feel optimistic.
So who you're fighting is named Satana.
Yeah.
She is a succubus.
Okay.
That is a particular type of demon blessed with great beauty and magical powers. So this is a magic fight for the history pages. She also has life force absorption because she's a succubus.
Sure.
She has superhuman strength, superhuman durability. She can fly, astral projection, and hellfire. Which is, that's a pretty big power in and of itself. She does possess potent mystical powers and has the ability to control other people's minds. Pretty strong.
Mm. Yeah, That doesn't, that my optimism isn't swelling.
Well, I mean, she's a Hellstrom. This is Damon's sister.
Right. I just, when the lead in was magic versus magic. Now, when Satana's magic fails her, she could just smash me into dust with her big meaty fists. Magic fails me, I can kick you in the knee and run away.
I don't know. You're a good witch. I'm not sure you're going to kick someone in the knee. That doesn't seem sporting.
Well, I mean, like, maybe she was desperate. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's got all the spells. I don't know. Maybe she'll get possessed by someone more powerful than her and and take care of business that way. And maybe she's smart enough to use her magic in a more effective way than I'm giving her credit for.
Yeah, it could be. Not,
yeah. There's no need for me to project my own shortcomings on Jennifer Kale's ability to use magic.
Ray, you got some voting here for
us. Yes. I was trying to post images from the wiki, but Discord's not cooperating. Hopefully it lets me just post the poll here. Yeah, that looks like it worked. So all you got to do is go in here and give us a reaction to one of these two. Make sure you get the symbol right, because these symbols are not for those people. But hey, that's as close as I got. You can click on Medusa for Satana or Psylocke image for Jennifer Kale. There you go.
Solid.
So go to the Discord, click on a reaction, and vote.
Yeah, we'll see who progresses next week. Or 2 weeks from now. And the next time we meet, it will be the Moon Knigget versus Namorita.
Clear winner there.
I already know who I'm voting for. All right. Wow, boy, flying right along. Ian, you got Steam open.
Just about. I was well on my way, but Steam could be open sometime soon.
Should we go ahead?
Yeah, you guys can. I don't know. I don't know how many things you have, but...
I've got 9.
I've got 7, and I'm stopping when I get a good Gargantos cover, so...
All right, here's my 1.
Okay, go ahead.
My 1 is a Negasonic Teenage Warhead, which I'm sure I need.
Okay.
And by need, I mean she is not championed or fully covered yet. That will take her to a 4-0-1.
Alrighty then. Let's see where we go.
Do it, Doug.
First one is a 4-star Vulture. Number 2 is Winter Soldier.
I hear he's boosted.
Number 3 is a purple. It is Feel the Thunder, Mighty Thor. That gives me, that'll be my 3rd red cover for her. Alright, number 4, back to 4-stars, Mockingbird. Next, a 2nd purple. And it is the Gargantos that I don't need.
Nice. Oh,
so that's sad.
Sorry, dude.
And then probably 2 more 4-stars. Doc Ock, No Way Home. And finally, whoop, 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 Mr. Fantastic himself.
Nice.
All right. Let's see. My number 1, we got Don't Call Me Shuri. Number 2, Rocket and or Groot. Number 3, Magic. 4, Sabretooth. Star-Lord. Ray consumed all the purple ones. Nebula. Oh, I always want more Nebula. Gwenpool. Good God. Getting worse. Rogue. And no purples. 0-9. Rhino. Trample. Ray hogged up all the purples. As per normal.
Like I do.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like something Ray would do.
What a jerk. Thanks as always, though, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, the podcast network is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. This show and several other excellent podcasts there. We have direct links to every show and all the archives. Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope. You sorted out my Shang-Chi issues, so I'm just going to fall asleep here at my desk, and you guys can wake me up next week.
Can we wake you up before you go?
I'll probably be hanging on like a yo-yo.
Nice. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can send things in the on the Reddit, assuming Ray posts the show on the Reddit. You could reply there or onto the D3 forums or send us an email. You can click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself something, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors. Three, or, you know, I always forget to mention it, but, you know, you could become a patron. We have our Patreon link on our webpage, too. You could join that. That's always good. That's it, though. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, by your powers combined, I am. See you in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.